KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's 44 degrees. We look for increasing cloudiness, though, today, with a chance of showers later this evening and a high around 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Starting off with state news this morning, protests are planned in central Iowa today as Wells Fargo holds its annual meeting for shareholders. Maurice B.P. Weeks of the Action Center on Race and Economy says his groups and others have one goal in the protests.
Really to bring attention to and demands to the bank that is out of control with both their size and their abusive business practices.
It's the first time the Wells Fargo board will meet in Des Moines, and the event comes on the heels of federal regulators hitting the bank with a $1 billion fine for loan abuses. Wells Fargo also has been fined after workers created millions of fake accounts to gain incentives. BP Weeks says his groups and others are protesting because of the impact on certain groups.
They're sort of America's worst bank in a number of different categories, and many of those categories are things that are directly targeting black and brown folks.
Weeks says they have four demands.
Wells needs to get rid of their entire board of directors and the CEO, Tim Sloan. We need to break up the bank. Wells needs to pay restitution to all of their various victims across all of those different areas of their abusive business practices, and then finally respect the workers' right to organize without retaliation.
BP Weeks says they're hoping the company will hear their protest and make changes.
Right now we have a petition that's going online that has at last check, well over 15,000 signatures, and we're going to be at a later date delivering that to Wells Fargo, and we certainly hope that the board and the CEO does respond.
Wells Fargo has about 16,000 employees across the state, with the bulk of them working in Des Moines and the surrounding metro area. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police made a traffic stop Monday evening and arrested the driver of the vehicle for OWI first offense. 22-year-old Ryan Michael Chambers of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 1800 block of Highway 48 at around 7:45 p.m. Chambers was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. A passenger in the vehicle, 20-year-old Chase Allen Rhea of Red Oak, was cited for possession of alcohol by a person under legal age. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Villisca man on Monday. At around 11:25 a.m., deputies arrested 26-year-old Jesse A. Luft of Villisca in the block of 100 block of North U Avenue in Villisca. He was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault following an incident that occurred in the 100 block of West 2nd Street in Villisca. Luft was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held without bond until he appears before the magistrate. He was also cited for trespassing. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater yesterday reported that 47-year-old David Arthur Peterson of Greenfield had been arrested Saturday evening for driving while barred. Peterson was cited for the offense and released at the scene with the citation. Just before 4 a.m. Saturday, 38-year-old Michael Lynn Huddleston of Fontenelle was arrested in Bridgewater for public intoxication. He was released later that day on a $300 bond. Friday evening, 27-year-old Clint Dean Mazur of Greenfield was arrested for possession of marijuana after an Adair County Sheriff's deputy made contact with him inside of a greenhouse shed in the backyard of a residence. The deputy saw Mazur stash something underneath his leg and later admitted that he had marijuana in his pocket and a marijuana pipe in his chair. He was cited for possession and released at the scene. Friday afternoon, 41-year-old Melissa Yvonne Clark of Creston was arrested in Adams County on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear in court on a felony forgery charge. Clark was being held on a $5,000 cash or surety bond at the Adair County Jail. And 19-year-old Morgan Sebastian Lukenbill of Stewart was arrested April 18th in Stewart. Lukenbill was taken into custody on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $2,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Monday released a report on arrests. At around 6:40 a.m. Monday, 33-year-old Christopher Allen Lundgren of Omaha was arrested for driving under suspension and possession of drug paraphernalia. Sunday afternoon, 18-year-old Brody Joseph Crockett of Malvern was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Also arrested Sunday was 27-year-old Tyler James Paulson of Malvern. He was charged with public intoxication. And there were three arrests on Saturday in Mills County. 50-year-old John Merrill Myers of Glenwood was arrested for disorderly conduct, harassment in the second, interference with official acts, and public intoxication. 56-year-old Wendy Jill Mangeres of Omaha was arrested for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. And 23-year-old Brandon Michael Wiles of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested Saturday for OWI first offense. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Monday released a report on recent arrests. Officials said last Friday afternoon, 32-year-old Megan Marie Witte of Macedonia was arrested following a traffic stop for driving while license revoked. 64-year-old Don Carey Galley of Neola was arrested Friday night in Neola after a deputy noticed he was driving a vehicle without the headlights on, and Galley was arrested for OWI second offense. 25-year-old Michelle Marie Schaffer of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday morning after Pott County authorities received a call about a suspicious truck in the area of 19414 Minster Springs. The vehicle was parked on the roadway. A man and woman were later located, and during the investigation, the female, Schaffer, was found to have in her possession a substance identified as marijuana, several glass pipes, and other drug paraphernalia. She was transported to the Pott County Jail. The man was later released and the truck was towed. Just before 1 a.m. on Sunday, a Pott County deputy arrested 21-year-old Kenneth Charles Klein of Council Bluffs for OWI first offense. And Sunday afternoon, 54-year-old Lori Lee Brown of Council Bluffs was arrested after a deputy ran her license plate and learned that Brown had an outstanding arrest warrant for violation of compulsory education mediation agreement, second offense. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that 40-year-old Corey Matthew Brown of Lorimore had been arrested Saturday afternoon at the Whistle Stop in Lorimore for violation of a protection order. Brown was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And 21-year-old Trey Vincent Mills of Apton was arrested Saturday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for driving while suspended. Mills was released on a $300 bond. In other news, this Saturday, April 28th, is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, organized by the Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at multiple locations and offers you a great chance to safely dispose of your old or unwanted prescriptions. Medications that languish in home cabinets, officials say, are highly susceptible to diversion, misuse, and abuse. Rates of prescription drug abuse in the U.S. are alarmingly high, as are the number of accidental poisonings and overdoses on easily obtainable drugs. According to the latest survey on drug use and health across the nation, 6.4 million Americans abused controlled prescription drugs, and the study shows that a majority of abused prescription drugs were obtained from family and friends and often from home medicine cabinets. Authorities say you shouldn't flush unused medications down the toilet or throw them in the trash, as both methods pose potential safety and health hazards. Instead, bring them to a proper disposal site this Saturday, no questions asked. Now, sharps such as needles and inhalers are not accepted, and some sites are drive up and drop off, while others may be located inside of a police station, a drugstore, or other approved site. Locally, that includes the lobby of the Atlantic Police Department and City Hall building, the Shenandoah Police Department's West Side garage door entrance, and the Walgreens store on 535 East Broadway in Council Bluffs, where Bluffs Police will have a drive-through lane for you to hand over your meds. You can find the closest location near you by clicking on a link found under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Last year, 11,526 pounds of unwanted medications were disposed of during Drug Take Back Day. And finally, in state news, Boone police say officers shot and killed a man in Boone after he charged at them while holding a knife. Police on Monday released a description of the events leading up to the Saturday shooting death of 48-year-old Timothy Wayne Anderson. Authorities say officers were called to the home where a woman reported a man threatening her and her mother, or rather another person, with a knife. Officials could hear the yelling when they arrived at the home, and when they tried to enter, Anderson ran out. After he ignored orders to drop the knife, police say multiple officers shot and killed Anderson. The department placed six officers on paid leave while the matter is under investigation. An autopsy will be conducted today on Anderson. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.